This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What is your favorite vacation destination? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from Corey Osler.
What is your favorite vacation destination? My favorite place that I've been on vacation likely is Florence in Italy. And again, being an artist, like for me, that's just like the mecca of the Renaissance, right? And so it has beautiful architecture, beautiful buildings, lots of sculptures from like the David from Michelangelo's there, as well as some of his other stuff. And it's just a beautiful city. So I'd say that one.
Next, we'll hear from Emily Christman.
So my favorite vacation that I've ever taken was a tour across the Pacific Northwest with my whole family. We started in Portland, Oregon, and we just drove up, had a little road trip up to Seattle, Washington. And it was just so amazing to see. I loved the little small beach towns and the big, you know, urban centers. I won't forget the way everything just kind of smelled. It's just so fresh up there, and the trees are everywhere, and the ocean. If I could live anywhere, I would live in the Pacific Northwest. That's how I fell in love with the area, and I just always want to go back every summer.
Now we'll hear from JP.
My favorite vacation destination is Lake Tahoe. Just a beautiful area, also full of excellent memories. The first time I went to Lake Tahoe, my wife and I, we went there on our honeymoon, and it was a lot of fun being there in a really beautiful location. There's a lot of fun things to do. We've gone back a couple times, and it's always just a really nice time to be in that lovely of a location with such a massive testament to, this is going to sound corny, but just like the beauty of Earth and some of those natural features.
Now we'll hear from Maggie Curtis.
So I had the opportunity when I graduated from high school to go to Paris, and I want to say Paris, but I feel like that's not my favorite because, like, who knows if honestly I'll ever go back there. And if I do, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a big trip. So I would say my favorite vacation destination that I frequent is like Southern California, because growing up in Arizona, that's only like a 6-hour drive away to like San Diego or LA. And we would go there all the time, and it's the best. I love Southern California.
Now we'll hear from Ryan Jones.
My go-to answer typically is Lake Tahoe. I love Lake Tahoe. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I love that kind of mountain feel and the vibe of the town. If I was ever a quadrillionaire, would love a spot in Tahoe. You just see some of those houses are so cool. But as a little bit of everything, it's definitely special. Playing college hockey, we had a couple tournaments there. Towards the end of the year, we do like our Pac-8 championship tournament there, and we just had so many fun memories with our hockey teammates, just having fun playing hockey. I've had some great family vacations there. The mountain biking is awesome. Boating, it has a little bit for everybody. So that's like my kind of go-to getaway destination. It's a place I would love to move one day. But I also love, you know, I've got some easy ones, right? It's like anywhere where you're on a beach. Hawaii is great. Kauai specifically is my favorite island. Been lucky to go there a couple times. My brother now lives in San Diego, and the San Diego food scene is insane. So great weather in San Diego. I love that. We have family in Seattle, so that's always kind of a fun time. So I think it's maybe a little bit less about the destination, more about the people that you're with, the activities that you do. I mean, each place kind of holds something unique. And you know, to kind of tie it into work is like, that's what's really fun about working with DMOs is you get to highlight these destinations that are super important to people. And you get to have people that go on these cool trips and vacations to these really special places and learn things about culture or the area. And you get to really promote the product, which is having an experience. And so I've been really lucky to travel to some great places, and now being able to work in that environment is really cool too. So honestly, I'd say Lake Tahoe is my number one. I'd say on the bottom of the list, Minot, North Dakota. If you've ever been to Minot, North Dakota, I'm sorry if anybody here listens to this from Minot, North Dakota. There's just nothing to do there. We've been on plenty of hockey trips where I was just in the same like hotel. I could have been in anywhere, but it's cold. It's flat. There's nothing to do. Sorry for Minot, people. You should probably move.
Next, we'll hear from Jacqueline Crane.
I don't know if I have a favorite vacation destination. Growing up, my family would always go to a different place, so we very rarely went to the same vacation spot twice. However, I would say my favorite vacation type, I guess, is kind of glamping or camping. Like when my family got our first tow trailer, our first pop-up trailer, we now have kind of a four-wheel that we tow. That has always been my favorite. It's kind of the joys of camping, the fun of camping, while still being comfortable. You're not on the ground, and still having some of the fun comforts of home. I think those vacations are the ones that I look back fondly on. And you can really go anywhere. So it's kind of the comforts with something new and something exciting every time.
Now we'll hear from Adam Castor.
What is your favorite vacation destination? Oh, this one does not take a lot of thought. So my sister studied abroad in Florence when she was in college. And my parents and I used that as an excuse to take a trip to Florence and Italy and Rome and whatever when we were going to visit her. We were in Italy for like 10 days, and we visited my sister for 6 of those 10 days. And so Italy was definitely my favorite vacation destination. And we went to Florence. We took a day trip to Tuscany and San Gimignano. But I haven't been to like Venice or Sicily. And we went to Rome also. And the food is just, oh my God, it's the best food I've ever had. And, you know, I don't really like seafood a lot, but just like, you know, the pasta and the meat and the chicken and the tomato sauce, it's just so good. And Italian food is probably my favorite style of food. And yeah, Italy is definitely my favorite vacation destination of the vacations that I've been on. And I honestly would go back again.
Now we'll hear from Carrie Hess.
I wish I could say I went on vacation more often than I do, but I did go to Maui twice last year, which is rare for me. That was my first time ever going, and I love Maui. I love the ocean, but then you can also go into the mountains. I love the mountains. They're my favorite place. And so when we go to Maui, we love to go on the road to Hana and take the hikes to the waterfalls and just drive through the mountains and then go back and enjoy the beach for a couple of days. So it's just relaxing. I have a really hard time relaxing in my real life. And so when I go on vacation, I get to leave everything at home and actually relax. I should probably try to do it a little bit more often, but I don't ever get to. So Maui.
Next, we'll hear from Marcy Walquist.
Definitely Disneyland. I'm 100% a Disney adult, and I apologize for that, but I don't really. Just about every occasion I can get, I go to Disneyland. So I grew up in Southern California, and it's not like we got to go to Disneyland all the time or anything like that, but I certainly had more opportunities to go than a lot of people. And then for the most part, with the exception of like 2 years, ever since I was 16, I went to Disneyland at least once a year, with the exception of 21, when I turned 21, which was probably one of the worst years of my life. And I totally think it's because I didn't go to Disneyland. It's like my reset button. Like whenever like I start to get down on life, I'm like, oh, I need to go to Disneyland. And then obviously with 2020 and all that, it didn't happen, unfortunately, which was also a pretty hard year, which, I mean, you could say it was because of the pandemic, but I'm going to say it's because I didn't go to Disneyland.
Next, we'll hear from Adam Stoker.
I've had a couple of opportunities to do some really, really unique trips. there's two that stand out to me, and they're both very like beachy destinations. And so the first one is in 2015, I had the opportunity to take my wife to Fiji. It was a little place called Matangi Island, and there's only 12 little huts on that island. And it's like amazing dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. You could kayak around the island. We did it in like an hour and a half. It's got a bay on the backside of the island called Horseshoe Bay that has been listed as one of the top 100 places to see before you die. And we actually got to spend an entire afternoon, just my wife and I, in that Horseshoe Bay. And it was just one of the most unique experiences that we've ever had. We had the opportunity to go fishing on one of the boats at the resort, and we caught mahi-mahi, we caught tuna, mackerel, and man, it was just it was such a unique experience. It even rained like 70% of the time that we were there, but it was so unique, and the people were so amazing that my wife and I just had an incredible time. And then in 2020, we had the opportunity to go to Maui, Hawaii, and we had never been to Hawaii. Well, actually, my wife had been to Hawaii before, but I had never been to Hawaii before. And Maui was a really unique experience. I think we would be disappointed if we went back now, because we went like the week that Maui had opened to the public after COVID. And so there's nobody on the island. The trip was really inexpensive. And we even stayed at like a resort that I tried to price out recently, and we could never stay there today with the way the prices have gone up. But it was just such a fun experience that I almost feel like I shouldn't go back to Maui, because I'd be disappointed compared to our original experience. And so one of those was in 2015, the other one in 2020, both really special experiences. But I would say if I had to choose one, I think Fiji, just because of the exotic nature of it compared to Hawaii, which was a little bit more of an urban experience, which, you know, to call Hawaii urban is crazy, but compared to Fiji with 12 little huts, it most definitely was. So I think I have to go Fiji.
Finally, we'll hear from Callie Oram.
So I haven't been to too many places. My getting ones under my belt are now starting to form. Since meeting my husband, we're able to travel a lot more. I grew up with a big family, so we can never really afford to go anywhere crazy. But as an adult, my husband and I went to, I know it says one, but there's a few. And so my husband and I went to a cruise when we were dating, and we actually got engaged on the cruise to the Bahamas. And that was really awesome, mainly just for the memory of, you know, getting engaged and just having all our worries behind us. It was literally the February before COVID started. And so after that, you know, the whole world shut down. So it was one of those that was really memorable that we got to go travel somewhere, and it was cool to have that. But we also went to Costa Rica back in 2021. My husband for his work, they sent us all out to Costa Rica for a trip. And so we were there with, you know, five other couples, but it was really awesome. We stayed at a really amazing little Airbnb that was gorgeous views of the ocean. I'd never really been out of the country besides that cruise that we went on. And so I'd never got to travel like that. And it was such a cool experience to experience the culture, the food, the amazing wildlife that was there was just beautiful. I would love to go back, but I have a lot of other big overseas destinations that I want to go to as well. But for my in-state option, I would say Dana Point, California, mainly because, and I'm not saying because they're our client, but that was my first time ever going to California in my life. Like my husband works in California, so he goes all the time, but he's more up north. And so neither one of us had been to Southern California, me to California at all. And it's just one of those destinations that you feel like you're transported into a whole different world. Like it's so laid back. It's, I mean, just beautiful wherever you go. We went, we did paddle boarding. We went whale watching, and I actually saw like multiple, I think we saw 8 whales and a baby whale when we went there. Never seen a whale before in my life, and my husband hadn't either. And so it was one of those experiences where we both went somewhere and everything was kind of new to us. We it's fun experiencing that with your partner and going to these places and watching whales and looking at each other like, this is so cool. We've never seen anything like this in our lives. And going paddleboarding in the ocean, we've never done anything like that. And just, it was gorgeous. And walking along the boardwalk, and we even did yoga in the park and just watching the beautiful ocean as we're doing that. Like, we'd never done that before together. So there was just a lot of firsts for us. And it was a work trip that we got to go on, but I'm glad I got to take my husband with me, because it was just memories that we'll never forget. We still talk about that trip to this day. And it's one that I want to go back to Dana Point so bad, because it's just gorgeous. We ended up staying at nice resorts. It was the ultimate vacation. Sadly, we only got to stay there for 2 days. I wish we were staying there longer, because there's just so much you can do and so much to experience. So we're both definitely excited to go back. And that's one of our places on our list that we're like, we have to go back there no matter what, because it's just that gorgeous.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of the People of Relic and EKR.